Hi, it's Charmaine again. I'd like to welcome you to my sixth and final episode of my podcast, my poetry, at least for the time being anyway. Today I'm going to talk about how I use poetry to try and make sense of this life in which we live. I have to admit that I haven't been very successful up to this point, but I'm going to share with you some of the ideas I've had over the years. The first poem I'm going to do for you is called Life's a Perpetual Excursion, and it's from my first collection of poetry called Eye Opening. I hope you enjoy it. Life's a perpetual excursion. From the day of your birth till you leave the earth. First you learn to stand and walk. Then you grasp the art of how to talk. Next there's school, where you discover education's a useful tool and it's necessary to be cool, to avoid being subjected to ridicule. Moving on to your chosen career, for many of us, this word evokes fear. This decision takes more than a year. More choice doesn't make it easier. As milestones go, the next one's marriage, but few now go for the horse and carriage. Marriage has become something we disparage. Members of the church think this is savage. Children are no longer a foregone conclusion. The idea all couples want kids is a delusion. Many women don't put motherhood on the list, despite having a biological watch on their wrist. Finally, with a bit of luck, you grow old gracefully, if somewhat distastefully, hoping you haven't lived your days wastefully, because death might be coming hastily. The next poem I'm going to do for you is called What Makes a Person, and it's from my second collection of poetry called My Global Comet. And this poem's about what makes us who we are, and the different things that can go into it. I hope you get something from it. What makes a person? We don't have the answer, that's for certain. Perhaps it's our genes that decide whether we obtain our dreams. I don't think we'll know till the world reaches its final curtain. What makes a person? Is it our looks or the quality of our parents? This is the crux. Some think it's all about vanity, pushing the need for beauty to the edge of insanity. What makes a person? Is it a good education, lots of perspiration, years of dedication, or is it our highly paid vocations, promotions, and next locations? What makes a person? Is it having family and friends so they're missed when their life ends? What makes some live decently and others villainously? More are doing the latter recently. What makes a person? Personality is the essence of humanity. It manifests our soul's reality. It's shaped by our experience, environment, and the things we see. What makes a person? Well, I think it's all of the above. mixed with lots of love. Thanks for listening. And don't forget, if you like what you've heard, you can buy my stuff on Amazon Bookstore. Take care. Bye for now.